Previously on Algoa FM.
Algoa Country gives me great pleasure to welcome Denzel Paul, a professional pianist, musician, educator, versatile singer, composer, and arranger in jazz and secular music as well. Denzel, welcome to the Friday Music Club.
Thank you very much, Casey, for having me here. And also, good afternoon to the listeners.
Tell us about the man behind the music. You're a music teacher as well, eh?
Yes. I studied jazz way back in my days, and I implemented the jazz music education here in Quebec. And that was about 35 years ago. And still, I've got some private students that I'm teaching. Mm-hmm. And I'm still implementing the music industry and educating and spreading the wings.
And I mean, you've got quite a pedigree as well. You've composed a song and performed it, the first song in honor of the late Tata Nelson Mandela. What is the song and how did it, you know, end for you? Let me put it that way.
Yes, I was approached by the municipality to compose a song for South African Airways. Mm. And that was the first song that was done in 2002, I think, or three. It was Siya Sambile, Nelson Mandela Bay. And that song has been playing on SA Airways for more than 5 years.
Wow.
International flights.
Yes.
And I was lucky to be selected to compose that song.
So you actually received royalties for it?
Yes, we did.
That is the advantage of being a musician. You can sit back, you compose a song, put it out there. If radio stations or, you know, like SAA latched onto it, you can actually, you know, make a huge lump sum off your work at the end of the day. Talking about international flights and so forth, you've shared the stage with a few international artists. Tell us about who you've worked with in the past.
I was actually fortunate to work with Kenny Lattimore.
Wow.
I was also approached by our municipality to be the supporting act for Kenny Lattimore and Santi Lattimore. And that was the release of my first album called Out of Africa. And that was very phenomenal. So I was the main act just before Kenny Lattimore. Then I performed about an hour set at the concert. Performed with Jonathan Butler, very, very, very excellent musician. George Benson,
wow.
Stages with many of our international and national acts.
I was actually at the George Benson concert when you performed here in the Nelson Mandela Bay. What a show, hey?
That was a phenomenal show. Also, I performed with Donald Harrison.
Yes.
I think he is the most phenomenal saxophonist in the world. I was honored to perform with him from New Orleans way back, and I was selected to be his jazz pianist. And then there was Wouter that they selected also on bass, and then Vuyo on drums.
Incredible. Talking about saxophonists and the likes, you've worked with one of the jazz legends of, I wouldn't say my time, it's before my time, but of all time here in the Nelson Mandela Bay region, Winston Peterson. What was it like working with such an incredibly talented human being?
Casey, that's the father of jazz.
Oh, yeah.
Without him, I don't think the music industry in Quebec would have flourished.
Mm-hmm.
You're taking me way back now. I will never forget 35 years or more. I was sitting at Music Land.
Yes.
And I was
playing. He was the owner.
Yes. I was playing the piano there, and he walked past me, and he walked past me, and he walked back, and he walked past me, and he walked back, and he looked at me, and he said, and he asked me, "Who are you?" I said, "Why?" He said, "Nobody plays songs like that here in the city."
Wow.
And I was playing Stella by Starlight.
Yes.
It's a very, very deep jazz tune. And he pulled back because the sound and the music pulled him back, and obviously he's a jazz player and he's a jazz musician, so
yes.
He knows the jazz standards, and that is how we met in that situation and then in that scenario, and from there we just flourished. I've worked with Winston for many years. You know, we also planned. I was part of his memorial planned his memorial service when he passed on. And his passing was a devastating to us.
I think to the entire, jazz fraternity, Nelson Mandela Bay, in general. Yes. Mr. Razzmatazz himself.
And yeah. I mean, the days of Razzmatazz were booming. People, wow.
For sure. Let's chat about your latest material. You submitted your latest single to us. What is it all about?
Title is called Alive. It's a remix. And it's basically dedicated to my brothers, you know. The song is all happening when a situation in our lives take place where we hurt some of our loved ones, and especially our women. And this song is basically just speaking about the aspect that guys still wants to keep their love alive. It's a happy tune. It's a nice, I think people is going to love it.
Yeah.
And they will cling to it if they can listen to it a couple of times.
Well, it certainly gets a nod from me. Before I let you go, how can we support your music? Can we follow you on social media, share your handles, and do you have any upcoming gigs?
Yes, I've got a few corporates lined up in October, and then I've got a concert at the Blue Room. Happening also in October. So I've got about 6-7 gigs lined up.
And at the One Room as well?
At the One Room, okay, yes. That's correct, yes.
Yeah, okay.
Thanks for correcting me on that, Casey. So on the 24th of October, I've got a big concert happening at the One Room. And then, and there I've got a couple of corporates at least. You know.
Mr. Denzel Africa, thank you so much for joining me on the Friday Music Club, and all of the best with your career going forward. Looking forward to having you back with more new songs as well. I'll go with country, first time play on the Friday Music Club. Here's Denzel Africa with Alive. Thank you so much.
Keep it alive.
Podcasts from AlgoaFM.co.za.